Sam, thanks for joining us. I mean, have you dealt with this sort of thing before? Have you seen it happening?
Funny enough, yes, I have. It happens quite often, unfortunately, where people buy tickets through a group, either at work or a social club or something like that. And the person who buys the ticket happens to strike it lucky and have a win. And unfortunately, greed comes in and they turn around and say, well, no, that wasn't the ticket I bought for the group. That was another ticket. And it becomes very, very problematical when that happens. So, of course, my advice has always been to people who go into syndicates, you don't need a legal contract. The contract's there when you agree to buy a ticket as a group. But please, get a copy of the ticket, the so-called ticket, that belongs to the group. I mean, we've all got iPhones. Take a photo, send it around. Boys, this is our ticket.
Easy as. No very problem. Easy, isn't it?
It's very sensible. Have there been any rulings in law on this?
Yes, quite a lot. And predominantly, the group normally wins, because where you've got this situation that's been going on, and it might be going on for years, you know, where people buy tickets weekly at a work situation and someone wins. I mean, the probabilities and the possibilities are that it was the winning ticket of the group. And it becomes very difficult for the bloke who bought the ticket to turn around and say, no, look, it really, that was the ticket I bought for myself. Now, unless you go out and do it on purpose, in other words, I'll buy the ticket for the group and you always buy one other one, and you just don't tell them which ticket is which, you might get away with it. But courts, you know, they look down at people who try and pull a swifty. So I think it's in your favour. It's in favour of the group normally.
Well, I think good advice there. I think another good bit of advice would be not to turn up to work the next day in a new Ferrari.
Well, this bloke just didn't turn up at all, but unfortunately a bottle of champagne turned up from Tats Lotto and that gave it away.
Yeah, so, I mean, I suppose there may have been instances over the years where someone has actually done this and then gone in and said, no luck, we didn't win, and then sort of kept it secret for a while.
Absolutely. I mean, and that has, I mean, I've had situations where you don't discover it until about 3 years later, when all of a sudden the penny drops and you start going back and you think, hang on, what's going on here? And there's been some successful claims there.
There, okay.
So, you know, but it, the thing is, when you put yourself in that situation and you're chasing that sort of money, it does cost you a lot of money to go to court and try and prove that you're right. And if you don't win, you lose very badly.
All right, so just simply get around it by getting a photocopy of the ticket. Everyone's got a copy of it, so there can be no dispute.
The ticket. If it wins, no complaints, no argument, everything's fine.
Yep.